USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Pregnant women don't seem to want the COVID shot. The CDC trying to change that. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky Friday.
We have relatively low rates of vaccination for pregnant women in general. So really important to consider pregnancy and underlying medical condition high risk of COVID. And yes, you are absolutely you should get vaccinated if you are pregnant. If you are eligible for a boost and you're pregnant, you should also get your boost during that period of time. And I would say for nursing as well.
At least 200 pregnant women have died of COVID, and the American Academy of Pediatrics finds infected mothers may give birth prematurely. Still, only about 25% of pregnant women have gotten vaccinated. Facebook seems to have ignored warnings about how it was politically polarizing the country. Reports out Friday show employees warned company execs that Facebook was pushing divisive content, but nothing appears to have been done. This is USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.